Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
What are you giggling at?
I don't know, Brad. We sitting here, we can't hear because they're talking. So I can't hear the music. And then they're going back and forth talking.
Lots happened in the last 2 minutes, right? Levi sent us to break. We're breaking that down. We're talking about what's coming next. We got audio here. We got talking there.
And the 414 Hour at 4 right now on Kyle Bruston.
I appreciate that you called it talking. I would have used a word that starts with yell and ends in ing, but yeah. I appreciate that.
So we can't hear the music, and all I hear is Ben Bruss talking about na 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 na, and I'm just like, okay.
Is it the 414 Hour at 4?
I can't actually start yelling because Ben's talking to Strofe, and we can all hear it.
Kyle, what it is Ben and Strofe, they have too much control. They have too much. We can only talk to
we're
Ben directly.
He's my co-pilot.
Talk to Strofe. These guys can chime in our ear,
yeah,
with no restraint. Go right over the two of one another.
They talk. It's literally we're just powerless.
Yeah, we're powerless. You guys are in the back of the. You're in the cabin.
We are your co-pilot.
In the back.
First officer Alex Strofe and Captain Brust running the show.
Yeah, and this is definitely
paid like a first pilot.
Oh, no. It's starting to get a little real again. All right. Let's hear from Brian Windhorst, which we played yesterday, but more came out today on the Rich Eisen show from Brian Windhorst. So we're going to listen to yesterday morning on ESPN Cleveland about Giannis and then today on the Rich Eisen show. So we'll start with ESPN Cleveland. This is Brian Windhorst with the Really Big Show.
The Bucks called the Knicks and asked for an offer for Giannis. Okay,
and?
Because Giannis said, I want to be a Knick. So people are like, oh my God, he deleted a photo from May where he had a Bucks logo. Yeah. Guys, he asked to be traded already.
Yeah, so when's it going to happen?
Well, that's the thing. So what appears is that Giannis committed himself for the season to the Bucks. That's what appeared happened. Everything he said and his mood. But the Bucks are not good. This year, when he hasn't played, they're 1-5. And when he has played, they're 9-8.
So the biggest takeaway that I want you to remember is he asked to be traded already, you know? And here's my read from him talking to the Really Big Show on ESPN Cleveland. He goes on their show a lot. And talking Giannis to Cleveland, Ohio, probably felt safe. But this took off and started some conversation. Shamsen had a report.
He must have forgot that ESPN Cleveland is a sister station
to
ESPN
Wisconsin. Yeah. So we had eyes on this.
Reputable voice.
We'll then hear from Windhorst today on the Rich Eisen show after he said yesterday he already asked to be traded.
Giannis has not, gone up and said, I want to be traded. Giannis has just expressed frustration.
Just pause it for
and
a second.
His agent.
What the hell is going on right
He's
here?
He's backpedaling like Deion Sanders with that one.
Yeah, that is
that
a backpedal.
That was Kyle Wallace if I've ever seen in my life.
That was tough. Kyle. I love Giannis.
Oh,
shoot.
My gosh.
You can say that.
He literally out
offer for Giannis. Okay,
and?
Because Giannis said, I want to be a Knick. So people are like, oh my God, he deleted a photo from May where he had a Bucks logo.
Chest out.
He asked to be traded already.
He asked to be traded already.
And on the Rich Eisen show, here's
Giannis has not, gone up and said, I want to be traded.
Ooh, I'm confused, Mr. Brian.
Which one was it? Snip, snap, snip, snap.
Seriously, though. Then Giannis obviously strains his calf yesterday, and I'm about had it with the he's faking the injury.
Yeah, that is. That's
I
a,
had it with it.
That's a character indictment.
I mean, let's be.
Yeah, this is Giannis, guys.
Yeah.
That
I
is
agree.
Not in his DNA.
From
he is
Greece,
not that guy.
From like, disadvantaged Greece. He is not in his DNA to just take himself out with a fake injury.
I 100% agree. But for those who are skeptical and maybe conspiracy theorists, I mean, how often have we seen Giannis just drop like that? Like, even when, I mean, you're seeing he's a beast, he's a monster, he usually gets up and moves off the court. He rarely is sitting on the ground that long. If you saw him sitting on the ground, you thought it was something that could have been potentially catastrophic.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
The way he was sitting there, and you can hear Thanasis kind of yelling to him and trying to get his attention, he was talking back to him. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I hope it wasn't his Achilles, because that's how serious it looked. It didn't look like a 2 to 4 week injury. Even when he strained his groin, as y'all say, I'm supposed to say, growing.
Yeah, he did it. Good job. Did it great.
He was able to still kind of move off the court. He dropped. I mean, he dropped instantly.
You're right. He came back after the groin strain to foul someone to walk off the court. So for him to go down like that was a little weird. But to act like he is faking it is absolutely asinine to put on Giannis Antetokounmpo's character.
Agreed.
And who he is.
Well, and he knows a calf strain can lead itself to an Achilles, no problem. So he probably felt a little twinge and said, okay.
Let's slow this down a little bit. I've seen Dame mm-hmm. last year. I've seen around the league.
Yeah, like, KD.
And he had a calf strain last year, I believe.
For sure 2 years ago, the soleus or something like that.
Very good.
Soleus was last year.
That was 2 seasons ago because he missed the playoffs.
It was last year.
He missed the playoffs for a soleus for sure. Last year, he probably had a calf strain as well during
Giannis
the season.
Soleus injury.
Because he missed the playoff series 2 years ago because of the calf injury. Because that was a bad one, a soleus injury. But I
think that was this past year.
I will say this, is that I do believe that even though Wendy kind of went back and forth and backpedaled, he opened the floodgates yesterday, because then Shams came out and he felt more confident to say that there's a conversation being had between the general manager and the agent of Giannis Antetokounmpo. And so I do not believe that Giannis will be a Buck next year, simply because there's way too much smoke around this. And yesterday, Giannis' injury doesn't make it much better, because this team's also, by the time he comes back a month from now, this team is not going to be in a better position, even though they did a great job coming back and winning that game after being down. I want to say, I know they're now like 24-23-4, but then you're even down 18 at a point, and they still came back.
Yeah, the Shams report, it just makes it so that we know conversations are being had. If you're out there saying, oh, no, Giannis wants to be a Buck for life, he's not going anywhere, come on now. I mean, we got to read the tea leaves a little bit. I mean, he might not have stormed into John Horst's office and said, trade me, John, or I'm out. But he's having conversations. He's deleting things on social media. And there's been enough flames and fire for us to say, okay, there is something going on that looks like it will end with Giannis playing somewhere else. The question is not if, but just a matter of when. So I would like to see him be a Buck for as long as possible. But the Bucks need to take this seriously, because they can't let Giannis walk for absolutely nothing, and only they know exactly how urgent he wants to be with this.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. What do you make of everything that's going on with Giannis Antetokounmpo? 800-990-3776 from the Windhorse on ESPN Cleveland to the Doc Rivers press conference where he's never asked to be traded and was very direct with the media, to Giannis getting injured, to the Rich Eisen show with Windhorse walking back what he said on ESPN Cleveland. It's kind of a mess. And they did win the game against a good team yesterday. That's good.
Oh, and
that
it
was
came
good.
It came back. I mean, it's
but
really cool.
I think I can't get over this. This is within 24 hours.
So just, people are like, oh my God, he deleted a photo from May where he had a Bucks logo. Yeah. Guys, he asked to be traded already.
Yeah. Yeah. He sounds so damn confident.
You know what?
Hang on 1 sec on that one, Strove. He's talking to his friends.
You can tell the way he said it.
You can tell he's like,
you can tell almost the professional like tone changes too, because you can hear how when he's talking to his boys, he's just having a good time. But versus when he goes on Rich Eisen, Giannis is, what happened was he changed his tone.
Time for Rich Eisen.
Giannis has not, gone up and said, I want to be traded. Giannis has just expressed frustration, and his agent has had to be sort of the guy behind the scenes that has talked about stuff. And so I understand that what people want is, does he want to be traded or not? It's a simple yes or no question.
You told us yes.
That doesn't have a simple answer, because he's elected to sort of try to go through the process.
Come on,
without,
Wendy, spit it out.
You know, having a firm decision. He's just not thrilled with where they are, but he doesn't know if he wants to go forward. So in the last 24 hours, as I've talked to people from across the league, mm-hmm. the question they're all asking me is, do you think Giannis will actually ask for a trade? Because he's rattled the saber before. As my colleague Shams Charania, he reported a few months ago, over the summer, Giannis was really open and in the mindset of, you know, becoming a New York Knick.
That's enough. He has to be traded already.
I feel like he already told us exactly what it is. He gave out entirely too much information.
Now Mark Giannis, New Berlin here, though. This is a guy who was calling for Jordan Love right away. He said we had a Ferrari in the garage, and now we got a Lamborghini and Micah Parsons. Now, I don't know who the Ferrari in the garage is for the Milwaukee Bucks, but Mark New Berlin, go ahead on Giannis.
Yeah, this has been bothering me guys for a long time, so I've been pondering it. And you know about how Mark New Berlin ponders things. He has a brain and thinks about it. He has got to go. He's Aaron Rodgers 2.0. He's getting old. He's a choker. We only been out of the first round, what, how many times? You know, he's a choker. He's got to go. He's a cancer. We got to hire all his family. I mean, what do we got to do? He's got to go. We're not doing anything with him. We never will do anything with him. Let him go. Get the money. We don't have a Ferrari in the garage. We don't even have a Nissan Altima in the garage. But we're going to get one with all that money we got.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that.
I would say you were a little strong on a couple things, but the hiring the family line was wild.
Wild.
It's true. I mean, shout out to the fam.
He's taking care of his fam.
If
you was Giannis and you had a bunch of brothers.
If I had this much pool, I would hire my almost 40-year-old brother to definitely be on. Listen, if I could, my brother would be working behind the board. Give him a check. Sign the check, Craig.
Hey.
Hey, I got the family got to eat first, man. You ain't blood.
Yeah.
You're a friend, not family.
I'm a friend.
It's a stretch.
Oh, wow.
Friend is a stretch. A work friend.
I got invited to the wedding.
Here goes Kyle backpedaling like he normally does, just like Brian Windhorst.
What do you mean you have no choice?
I have no choice.
Baby girl, overpower you on that one?
For what? No. I'll work with you guys. I got to invite you all. But I want you guys to be there. I want you guys
this
to be.
This sounds so disingenuous.
No, yeah, you're leaning back in your chair.
I'm hands in the pocket. So not first thing, up and yeah, making us feel wanted.
No. He'd rather his brother produce the show. And now he doesn't want us at our wedding.
That's not true.
I'm with Team Strofe.
No, I want you guys because I know y'all don't hang out with too many blacks. So I'm excited for y'all to be around my people. Why are you looking at me like that, Ben Bruss? Oh, because there's so many. You got so many brothers that are your friends.
Wow. Damn. What? I was just looking at you like, why does it have to be a reason why we can't be there?
No, I want you to be there.
No, you don't.
No, I legitimately
want... Because we don't have enough black friends.
That's what you just said.
No,
I want y'all to be able to see how the other side kicks it, you know?
You know, Brad was in an NFL locker room.
He was.
I got black friends.
Was. He ain't...
Oh, no, don't pull that.
Brad
don't pull that card.
Brad ain't listened to Ratchet Music since 2017.
Whew. That's true.
That's true. Brad Norman.
That's
country
true.
He been turning up on a Tuesday ever since. Or Friday. What was it?
I was pretty plugged
turn
into
up on
the,
a weekend.
Weekend.
I was pretty plugged into the Ratchet game from 2008, 2017.
You couldn't sound white.
My point proven. So, Stroke, I can't wait.
Ratchet
you're
game.
You're hurting our cause.
It's going to be a good time.
Tell us about some investments you've made into your home.
Oh, man, listen, I'm telling y'all this right now. My window investment with Universal
and
Windows
yes,
Direct.
Damn, this segment did take a turn. Matthew, you are correct.
But for real, though, I love my windows with Universal Windows Direct. I told y'all yesterday, I turned my heat up just a little bit to 70, and every night I am feeling so warm because my windows do a phenomenal job of keeping the heat inside, and that's exactly what you want. You don't want your heat or your AC having to work overtime. You want to get windows that keep all the warm air in, and that's what UWD can do for you. And right now, when you buy two windows, you get two free, and there's no limit. Whether you're replacing a few or you're doing a full upgrade, they will make sure that you can stretch your budget to fit within a great price point. They'll also give you 0% interest for 60 months. That's 5 whole years of zero interest financing. And here's the bonus that really makes me feel, woo, I'm jealous. You get a gift. You get a free vacation voucher with your project. If you want to find out what that vacation voucher is, all you got to do is make a call to 414-410-2000 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. And I'm telling you, you'll walk away saying, I'm going to get my windows because I love them, but also we going to go on a vacation because of Universal Windows Direct. So again, visit them at UWD.com, and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Somehow we're going to have fun with numbers with Alex Strofe coming up next.
No, I need a little bit. bit more enthusiasm out of you three when we do this coming up next. So
is it good?
When I say fun with numbers, I want you to repeat back. Fun with numbers. Okay, let's try.
Oh, no.
Fun
all right.
Numbers.
You sound like a dweeb.
Brad.
Fun with numbers.
Yes!
You would fall for that.
Of course.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Call me daddy.
That just sounds.
It's just, yeah.
Like,
call me cut daddy.
Mike. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Green Bay props and preview will be tomorrow on Kyle Brust and Nortman. And make sure you tune into the Green Bay Game Night postgame show to check out the dog of the game given to you by Homer and Tausch. And if your dogs don't always listen to you and you ask yourself, huh, why aren't they listening to what I say? Well, we have a solution for you, and that is working with Matt's team at Sit Mean Sit Dog Training, because they can help you have a happy, confident, and obedient dog, because all it takes is a free consultation with his team. So go to sitmeansit.com, Milwaukee and Waukesha pages, ask for Matt's team, and they will take care of you. Kyle Brust and Nortman with you till 5 o'clock, leading into the Homer Hour. Got the whole squad here with Stroh for running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. We hand it over to Alex Stroh for some fun with
numbers.
Numbers are fun, aren't they, kids?
Oh,
yeah.
No. I feel like I'm at like home.
I know. I feel like
on
I'm
a
barn.
Saturday morning watching YouTube videos of my daughter.
So let's try that again. Fun.
You can't even get it right.
Numbers are fun, aren't they, kids?
Yeah.
Let's learn about the crappy football team that plays in Chicago. The first number is 6.
6.
That's the Bears' point differential this season, despite being 9-3.
Wow.
That means they're barely surviving. 6.
6.
Let's go to the next number. 12.
12.
That's the years since the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears played a meaningful game in December. What's that number?
12.
Also, the amount of quarterbacks the Bears have started since 2013.
Oh, wow.
12.
12.
Very good. Let's make it a simple one. 1.
1.
The amount of times the Bears have won the NFC North since 2011.
Oh, wow.
1.
1. 1.
11.
11.
The winning streak for the Packers until January when they lost at Lambeau Field. That is the longest winning streak in Packers-Bears history of over 200 games played. 11 wins in a row prior to January for the Packers.
11!
And our final number, 6,000!
6,000!
That's over 6,000 days since the Bears defeated the Packers when both teams had a winning record. 6,000 plus!
6,000 plus!
And that, kids, is fun with
numbers!
We've been repeating fun with
numbers!
Okay, let's try again. And that, kids, is
fun with numbers!
All right.
I don't know how that went.
I would think if our age demographic was 2 to 10, maybe.
Did it take you back, though, a little bit?
Sure.
Take you back to elementary school and, you know, trying to make
and
math
any
fun.
Any stats you didn't know? Any stats that stuck out?
Yeah, 6,000.
Yeah, 6,000 is massive.
12 quarterbacks.
12 quarterbacks in 12 years.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's just a revolving door of
sadness.
I'm surprised
you didn't do offensive coordinators, because that would have been a high number.
Oh, probably would have been since 13. Not that high. Not as high as quarterbacks.
Yeah, but so
a lot. Yeah, they're just.
I was actually hoping for more numbers.
Oh wow, you shorted us, huh?
Apparently, I gave you 6 numbers.
Oh, maybe we wanted more than that. 10. 12.
12.
12.
12. No, I mean 800-990-3776.
Did you have fun with numbers? numbers.
I do think it kind of shows just how putrid this organization has been for so long, and that's why they're so excited to have somebody with Ben Johnson who actually gives them hope. But as a Packers fan, I need to see it to believe it. I saw what they did against the Philadelphia Eagles, and again, I will say bravo, good job. But the Philadelphia Eagles run defense isn't this great run defense. Matter of fact, this will be, and as Ben Johnson said, this will be the best defense they have gone up against. This is a run defense that is, granted, they had a couple bad games, but overall as a season, they're top 10 as a run defense. So the Green Bay Packers pose a tremendous challenge to the offensive line of the Chicago Bears. And the Chicago Bears are going to find out whether or not they're for real or not as they come into Lambeau on Sunday.
Well, Eric Sim chimes in on YouTube. I have never seen the Packers fans show so much fear prior to the real game. I cannot believe you guys are professional.
I don't understand that. I don't think, I'm being dead honest. I had
no point during the week has anyone showed an ounce of fear.
No, I'm not concerned about the Chicago Bears. And again, I'm giving credit where credit is due, as they have won 9 football games so far this year.
Yep.
But overall, when you look at this actual team, this football team, as strokes to share, 6-point differential, that doesn't really add up. You don't have it. That just shows that you've been able to win close games, but eventually it's going to come back to bite you. You can't be that bad at defense and live and die with turnovers and think you're going to be able to beat elite football teams. Again, you beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Great job. But you have a schedule that is a tough gauntlet of a schedule where you got to play the Packers twice, the Lions, and the 49ers. All three of those teams are looking to make the playoffs. You're going to figure out how good you really are. And so I'm not afraid. I mean, from what you guys have done, I shouldn't be afraid of it. Jordan Love is the best quarterback on the field. Matt LaFleur is the best head coach on the field. So I'm not nervous or worried about anything. I'd be more shocked on Sunday if the Green Bay Packers didn't beat up on the Bears. Very shocked.
Yeah, I'd be surprised, mostly because if that happens, if the Packers don't win, it's because they truly beat themselves. I think that this Bears team's improved, but they're still not to the caliber of what the Packers team is now. And yes, they're 9-3, and yes, they are improved from last year. But man, their schedule is truly horrible. Like, they played some bad quarterbacks and some bad teams. So you're not in charge of who you play. You can only beat who's on your schedule. But there's still a feeling of like, man, these teams really do stink. But the only thing that makes me have a little bit more of an alert type of feeling was they beat Philadelphia. That's a quality win. There's no other way to put that.
Philadelphia team that is right now great. They beat the Packers.
So yeah, I mean, it's a quality win.
It is a quality win, but they're floundering.
They are floundering. They are dysfunctional. They're trying to figure themselves out. So the Bears got them at the right time. The stat that Strofe pointed out, fun with numbers.
Fun numbers.
It was the 11 straight wins. I mean, that is just insanely, astonishingly hard to do in the NFL. And in my opinion, like, I know the streak officially stopped, but the reality was the game last year, the Packers had nothing to play for. Jordan Love got hurt. Christian Watson got hurt. I think they shut it down eventually. And yes, I know that the Packers won by a fingertip on a blocked field goal in November last year. But the reality is it has been domination. So to your point, Kyle, I need to see a true shift in the series on the field between the two teams before I'm willing to say, oh yeah, I'm actually a little bit scared.
And they did play down to their competition last year.
They did?
I guess they did not. They beat up on the bad teams.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit interesting, I guess, when you look back on it coming to a fingertip.
Caleb Williams running the football. I mean, they've realized he cannot throw the ball, so let's just do a lot of RPO and get him using his legs.
Yeah, and the thing about, and a big thing about this as well is that everybody, you know, some of these Bears fans think we're afraid. No, the reason why we feel this way is the same reason why Vegas has it at 6.5-point spread, right? This is the first team.
Correct. This is the number one seed in the NFC.
Who just beat the number one seed in the NFC, the Philadelphia Eagles. Vegas doesn't believe it. The fact that we looked at Super Bowl odds, they're 14th in total Super 14. Bowl odds. This might be the first
That's
time
crazy.
In football history, at least with betting.
In week 13
that
or 14?
That the team with 9 wins leading the NFC North and the NFC is the 14th best team to win the Super Bowl? That's crazy.
That you're probably
right.
I'd
love to know the answer
to that. So I'm telling you, so it's not just us. The reason why we feel so confident is because nobody believes in the Chicago Bears. It is on the Chicago Bears to prove it to everybody. So for them, it's a prove-it game. For the Green Bay Packers, it's Sunday handle business game.
Well, and I'll be honest too. I mean, Drake May, same draft class as Caleb Williams. If Caleb Williams was cooking like Drake May was, I would sit here and say, bro, this is different. This team is different. Caleb Williams, they finally found their quarterback who can play elite-level football, and they're doing things to teams, good teams, and they're throttling them. That's just not what's happening. Now, the Bears can change that narrative on Sunday, but boy, oh boy, I mean, they need to show it against the Packers before I'm willing to say, oh yeah, this team is back.
Well, you've taken a look into what they do at QC Kinetics to help people's lives be better and hopefully be a little bit more mobile in that cold weather. Maybe you're going to a game this weekend outside, you know, this big one on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, if you're walking around, you know, cheering on the green and gold or just doing anything this holiday season, QC Kinetics is here to give you a gift, and that's a gift of pain-free living. 2026, it's got to be your year, KBN Nation. It's got to be your year because if 2025 was defined by joint pain, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, then QC Kinetics is here to give you the gift of a pain-free life that's going to be your best year yet in 2026. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader. Think about that. The nation's leader in regenerative medicine. They utilize cellular treatments to give you a pain-free experience in those joints, reduce inflammation, and give you your life back. And this is not surgery. It's not pain pills. It's not steroids. There's no long recovery. Just your body remembering how it feels to live life and feel good again. So don't wait any longer. Give yourself a gift. And honestly, the first gift that QC Kinetics gives you, it's a free one. It's a free consultation. You're going to see exactly what's going in that joint. They're going to give you a personalized plan to a pain-free life, and you're going to want to start right away. I am sure about that. You would be like so many other patients who did that same thing. So give me a call today for your free, absolutely free consultation. 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298.
I got a best bet courtesy of Homer. He doesn't even know it's courtesy of him, but he'll find out on the other side. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
But I got a bone to pick with Strofe next. More questions?
Bone to pick? I have a question, yeah. How are babies made?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Project that your home is always needed is the first thing that you got to do. Lifetime Home Services is the only place that you got to call. Whatever it is, they are able to take care of it. Their menu of services that they can do for you, it's exhaustive, it's unbelievable. It makes it so much easier just to be able to call one company and they can take care of so much. For us, it was custom closets. Baby Will's closet, oh my gosh,
Baby,
let me tell
Will.
You, it is completed, it looks good, he is ready for it, and it's the finishing touches on what made his room special. But for us, it was custom closets. For you, it could be epoxy flooring in your garage. I'm reminded how much we need that in the wintertime. Electrical, cleaner air, full home renovations. Anything you need, Lifetime Home Services has it for you. For over 30 years, families just like us have trusted Lifetime Home Services to make their homes safer and better looking. Trusted solutions, lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Kyle Bruston-Norton with you till 5 o'clock. Leading into the Homer Hour, we will have Brian Bulaga join us around 4:45 coming up after this segment. I'm going to give a quick best bet, and then I want to give myself a pat on the back for putting on my Jordan Flu game today. It's been a wonderfully hosted show.
So wait, but you still got to continue that Jordan Flu game for your daughter. You got to be a parent when you get home. That's crazy. I wouldn't want to just go to sleep. You can go to sleep. Wouldn't want to be bothered.
No, I was thinking about going to bed right when she goes down, but I'm too excited
tonight
about the game. It's a great game tonight.
All right, don't come here. Now listen, we gave you a pass today. I can hear in your voice when you came into the office. You're tired. Nah, I can't. Tomorrow.
We don't need you making a habit out of it.
Yeah, because it's been a rough week. It's been a rough week.
That is rich. That is rich.
Kyle, tell
Strofus.
Kyle, tell him. We don't need him making a habit out of it.
He's worthless. No.
He's worthless.
When I first started working with Strofe, Sundays were hangover Strofe. And I'm like, dude, this kid, if he can just stop, you know, being hungover every time he comes to do a show, he'll be great. And look at him now. He's clean. He looks good. He hasn't had a problem in a while. Now,
just look at him.
Yeah.
Well, I did have a wake-up call one time.
What happened?
When I didn't have a wake-up call.
Oh.
Is that when you ran to Sunday Karma?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I really wasn't even that hungover. I just didn't plug my phone in the night before, so my alarm didn't go off because my phone was
alcohol.
Dead. No, not really. I don't even think I got after that bad.
Nah, just let's just clean his
eye.
Let's just make sure.
Look at him. He's on camera.
I'm not a lie.
I'm not a lie.
I promise.
Don't call me a lie.
But no, so I expect tomorrow you to be healthy, ready to go as we get ready to let Bears fans and Packers fans know what the outcome is going to be on
Sunday. You better not make a habit out of it because tomorrow's a big day.
Shut up.
Ben?
Yes?
Don't make a habit out of it.
I will. Yeah, Ben, make sure you don't make a habit.
Yeah, Russ. Ben. Best.
Yeah, Ben.
Sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
I would love to give you a best bet. I will likely be betting this at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. I don't know which way, but I like will want to have some action on it. I lean. Ugh. See, I don't even know. So this is not the best bet.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought this was planned out.
No, I do. I just wanted to bring up that like this is a great game, and I'm looking at the spreads. I saw YouTube. Somebody took the Cowboys. Somebody took the Lions. This is one where I really have no idea.
You literally just teased that you were going to pull something for Homer or something. Didn't he say?
Part of doing this was to actually just talk about how this game tonight and pull up the spread.
This is where the flu game has gone wrong. We're now shutting the fourth quarter strong.
I have Utah State minus one. They're 7-0.
Utah State?
Exactly. Homer one time ran.
I thought we were talking about the game tonight. Yeah.
No! It's my best bet! Utah State! They're at South Florida! 7-0 against a 4-4 South Florida team. Homer said there's something in the money that they got spending out in Mormon country, Utah, BYU. Utah State's very good this year.
Utah State's not a Mormon school.
Basically.
But they're in a Mormon school.
They're in the area.
He teased the Thursday night football game.
I thought so. 100%. Someone on YouTube had the Bears. Someone on the YouTube had the Lions.
And then you also came back and you brought up how great the game was going to be. You literally kicked it off.
But I said Homer gave me something, and Homer told me.
Utah State hasn't said what sport yet.
Obviously, men's basketball.
Could be hockey. I don't know, dude.
They don't have hockey for Utah State on Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Sportsbook.
First off, you don't know that.
No, I do. I'm looking.
They don't do college hockey. When he said that with the two-headed person about
the conjoined twin.
I'm so sorry.
The two-headed person.
I am so sorry. I apologize. The conjoined twins, and you said the insurance thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, this person would have insured you as one.
Funny. They will have a policy for you.
Utah State minus
this
one.
This is the worst best bet
I've
ever had.
This is the best best bet we've ever had.
Of course you would. You don't know what's going on right now.
No, I do. That's the thing is I am locked in.
Okay.
I can't wait for this Thursday night football game tonight. But hey, Utah State.
Content.
That's the game you should all be watching.
Content. No, this is a money-making bet. It is literally a coin flip.
I'm fading, Ben.
I'm giving you an edge here. Utah State minus one.
I'm fading you.
6 o'clock.
I'll bet on it, but I'm fading you.
Sounds good.
Who do they play?
South Florida. UCF. USF.
Wow. The Vols. Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, I run out of steam.
Well, Ryan Balaga is going to be joining us.
How about
us
that flu game?
Yeah. Jordan performed much better than this.
Did Jordan miss some shots in his flu game? Absolutely. But you get a timeout, you know, media timeout, and you come back and you put your game back on, you go out and give it your best. And that's what I'm going to do next with Brian Balaga.
Right.
But first, you're going to tell us about Citizens Bank.
Well, something that I absolutely love is Citizens Bank. And I have a great account with them, and I want you to be able to discover how great they can be. And, you know, some things just feel right. And when I started banking with Citizens Bank, I knew that felt right. From the moment I walked in and even just hopped on the awesome app that they have, I felt like someone that they actually cared about, and I felt like I was somewhere I belong. You can get a checking account. You can get mortgage rates. You can get a savings account. You can get a CD account. There's so much that you can do. If you're looking to build your business, they even have business accounts for you at Citizens Bank. If you're looking for a new bank, if you're looking for a banking home, Citizens Bank can do that for you. They're local, and they're invested in the community, and they're all about helping you move forward with tools that make banking easy and people that make it personal. So if you're looking for a bank that feels more like a partner, I'm telling you, check out CitizensBankWI.Bank. That's CitizensBankWI.Bank. CitizensBankWI.Bank, that's banking where you belong.
Joined by Brian Balaga, the Super Bowl champ, on the other side.
Did you start that tease with your mic off?
He sure did.
It gives a damn. Nobody knew that.
Yes, you could, because I'm listening to you and half of the sentence wasn't on the air. What do you mean nobody knew that? We work in an auditory format.
Hey, coach, we need to bring in somebody else for the final.
Flu's up! Jordan's done. The flu got Jordan.
He did what he could do.
Brian Belotti next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Babe Ruth was short, fat. Well, I don't know how short he was. He looked short in the video. He was fat. He was stubby. He looked fat. He tried it. He didn't have a sprint. Have you ever seen Babe Ruth sprint? I wonder how many steals he had. Zero.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh, when I hop in my car, I'm going to hop into it, and it's going to be nice and clean. It's going to feel like I just drove off the lot. That's all thanks to Tsunami Express Car Wash. If you're driving in your car or you're thinking about it right now, it's probably got that salt on it, all that grime from the snow. Now more than ever, Tsunami Express Car Wash is going to make your car be looking good, because never more so than in the winter in Wisconsin is your car exposed to the elements and all the things that make it look dirty. The Tsunami Express is the premier car wash that is all around southeastern Wisconsin. And right now, you can take advantage of an offer that they have for this week and for this month. $10 first month of your unlimited membership program. That's right. You can be an unlimited member just like me to go day after day after day for Tsunami Express Car Wash, all for one low monthly cost. And that low monthly cost will start for your first month at $10 for just new clients of Tsunami Express Car Wash. It's just another way that they are separating themselves and separating your car from all the other ones on the road. And their newest location on West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas is oh so awesome and oh so ready to clean your car. So go visit them in West Dallas or any Tsunami Express that's located nearby you and experience how to wash, chill, repeat with Tsunami Express Car Wash.
Joining us before the Homer Hour, I'm Kyle Bruston Nortman, is the Super Bowl champ, the former Green Bay Packer. He is Brian Bulaga. What's going on, Brian?
Not much, guys. How we doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Getting closer to what feels like it's been like a month in between games for the Green Bay Packers, as obviously they take on the Chicago Bears for first place in the NFC North. As you've had 3 days since we've last talked, what scares you most and what are you most confident in heading into the game?
I mean, I think what makes me the most nervous, and I mean, I think this probably everyone's repeating this, would be the Bears run game and kind of the injuries up front for us on our defensive line, right? Losing Wyatt is a big deal, right? I mean, I think he's probably interior-wise our best run defender. I think there's no doubt about that. Him being gone and obviously Chicago coming in off all the confidence that they have against the Eagles, and, you know, putting up 200-something yards against them on the road. That's a big concern, right? Like, I think if you look at our defense, if there's one way to attack our defense, it would be to ground and pound them, right? Like, you don't want to go, you know, throw the ball against our defense 30 to 40 times. You don't want to give Micah Parsons 30 cracks at the apple, right? You don't want to do that. That's not a good way to go against the Green Bay Packers. You would rather run the football. So that's what worries me the most, right? Like, that's the thing that makes me the most nervous. And I think the thing that makes me feel the best. I don't think that their defense necessarily matches up well against our offense. Like, I just don't think it does. I think our offense right now is starting to turn a corner. That's playing really well. I think our wideouts are playing really well. Watson and I think Wicks, obviously the way he played, he stepped up in a big way. I think Jordan Love obviously is starting to elevate his game. This is always the time of the year. He always plays lights out. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, here it is.
Carathon.
Like December. Yeah, I know. Carathon. I know we probably can't repeat the, you know, the car brand.
Not yet.
But he can, you know, for some reason this time of the year, he just plays ridiculous football. So, like, I feel really good about, you know, the way our offense is playing, and our offensive line has put in a couple good performances in a row.
Brian, you know, I just got to stop you there really quickly. Good
okay.
performances in a row. Is that because of the Sean Ryan move, or is that the Anthony Belton move? Happened to everything's moving in the right direction? I'm very curious about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Sean Ryan getting in there, and I think for one, they feel better about the run game, right? I think that kind of they found a formula in the run game with him and with Belton that they like, right? And when you feel a little bit better about that part of your game, right? It spreads. It kind of feeds into other areas. And it, to me, no, they haven't been running the ball for 150 yards a game. But if you're looking at, if you look into the numbers, right, and you're seeing the AP, you know, average per carry and things like that, those are way up than what we've seen. And to me, that's very encouraging to prior, you know, to prior games. Like you look at how they performed against the Vikings, even against the Lions, and those numbers are up, which I think is very good. Like that to me is a positive sign. And they put in a couple good performances, and for them to have that confidence coming out of Detroit, I mean, the guys up front going into this week, like to me, that's a good thing. Right, that's a good performance. No sacks. I get there were some pressures. That's going to happen on the road in a big game like that. But no sacks. Jordan Love, you know, didn't aggravate that shoulder at all. To me, that's a good thing. That's confidence going into this week at home. So I feel good about our offense. I really do. But again, here's the same thing. Like I feel good about our defense too. It's just, can they stop the run early? If they can bow up and show the Bears like this isn't going to happen today, you're going to have to throw it. That to me is the biggest key of this whole thing is like, can they show the Bears like you're not going to come in here and just run the ball up and down the field?
Who's going to have a great game if the Packers are going to stop the run?
The middle linebackers, the two inside guys.
Do you think that they're capable of that?
Absolutely. Quay and Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, Quay and Cooper. They're going to have to play great football because they have to make up. They have to make up for the interior guys. They have to clean up, right? Like, I mean, and listen, the interior guys, right, that are playing right now, I mean, they've played a lot of football, right? Kenny left. Wyatt's been out in and out of the lineup earlier in the season, right? So, like, these guys that are playing now, they've played a lot of football already. Like, they're experienced. Brooks and guys, like, they've played a lot of ball. But now they don't have Wyatt coming back. Like, it's their show now, right? So, I think Quay and Cooper now, they have to play cleanup. Like, they have to make sure they're not out of gaps, and they have to be very precise the way they fill and replace and make sure they're on the same page. And honestly, too, like, when McDuffie comes, because they may be playing a lot of three linebacker sets here. They may be playing a lot of base personnel, right? Like, a lot of three linebacker sets based on how Chicago comes in and out because, like, Chicago's going to try to run. They're going to try to run. And, like, I really feel good about Quay and Cooper running with whoever they have out there. If you put in the tight ends, I think they can run with them. So you may feel good putting in three linebackers to start this thing out to stop the run. So those three guys in there, they have to make sure they're all on the same page. They're filling and spilling and doing all the different things that those three linebackers need to do to make sure they stop this run game early so they can get Chicago into 11 and make sure that they get into the game that Green Bay wants to play. And that's throwing the football.
Now, thinking about what game Green Bay wants to play, what type of offense approach do the Packers need to take to win on Sunday?
Chopped liver, I don't get asked questions.
Well, I mean, Green Bay, I mean, I think Green Bay can go in a couple different routes in this thing. I mean, I would like to see Green Bay match what Chicago wants to do. Right. I'd like to see Green Bay establish a run game early on in this thing because Homer and I, we're going to get into this because he and I kind of touched on it a little bit at the end of our show. But I think sometimes Green Bay early on has been trying to run to set up a pass. But I think early on, I think we can maybe pass to set this run up a little bit. And to me, that's the way I see this going a little bit is Green Bay opening this thing up early, letting Jordan do his thing, spread this football around, let Chicago get these safeties out of there, let them play deep, and then start just bludgeoning them up middle with Jacobs and kill the clock and run this thing down the way. Kind of the way we saw, I don't want to say Minnesota because, like, that was a different game, but, like, kind of the way you would expect an old-school Packers game to go. Spread them out, kill them early, and then hand the ball off late and run the thing down.
Before we hand you over to the Homer Hour, favorite memory against the Chicago Bears?
NFC Championship.
Yep.
Easy
peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yep.
Good answer. What a game that was.
It really was. My goodness. Memorable.
Brian Bulaga, We appreciate the time. Look forward to, are you working with Strophy on Sunday?
No, they're at home.
Ooh,
I get to.
That's right.
I get to just watch the game. That's it.
Well, you still have some more work to do. With Homer on the Homer Hour coming up next in 2 minutes on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and, of course, on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. It's been Kyle Bruston-Norton. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Homer Hour in 2 minutes. KBN's the show that never ends.